I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
There is power.
Engaging the power of fasting in commanding the supernatural. Write down. Engaging, everybody be part. The power of fasting. And those of you that when I'm preaching, you are on social media, your phone will get spoiled. You won't get money to even repair. Those of you that when I'm preaching, you are Facebooking. I say, I prophesy your phone will get spoiled. In a season, you will not get money to buy. So that you fear God and fear the church when you come here. Because people complain to me that when they come to church, they are sitting by our church members. They are Facebooking. What's happening? I've heard it from different people. So I don't know which of you do that. But you look too spiritual to be a victim of such. So I realize that those of you who don't take physical notes, who pretend like you are writing your note on this thing, once you start there, then a pop-up will come. Bang. Then you push it down and see. Why? Oh, Ajete. Oh, let me see what Ajete is saying. Then for the next 10 minutes, Nyami came in rubbish. Oh, church, no, not 10 minutes. Come. So if you know that you are using your phone to be your book, turn off the data and focus. Turn off the data and focus. Otherwise, the prophecy I've given will happen to you, life and colored. Engaging the power of fasting in commanding the supernatural. How do you engage fasting to get supernatural things? To achieve beyond the natural. In the natural, you are struggling, but you need God's help. You need the supernatural. You need the ability of, when we say supernatural, we are talking about the ability of God, the power of God. We are talking about things that are beyond normal. Things that are beyond what others are getting or experiencing. Things that are not usual. I pray for you that in these 40 days, you experience the extraordinary. You experience the supernatural. Isaiah 58, verse 6 to 9. I've already started praying with you through it. Isaiah 58, verse 7 to 9. Let's all rise to our feet and read the scriptures. One go. Today, I know everybody here understands English. So God bless you. Amen. Let's read. One go. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bond chain of wickedness. To undo. Undo means the thing has been done, but I'll reverse. May the Lord reverse whatever witches have done in your destiny. May the Lord reverse it. To reverse the heavy burdens. They put it on you. You push it back. Say, I reverse it. To let the oppressed. To let the oppressed go free. You are so intelligent. But they are not allowing you to shine. People encounter you behind the eye. Wow. How come such a person like this is not the one sitting behind the desk there? It means you are in oppression. Say, Lord, these 40 days, take me out of every oppression. To let the oppressed go free. That you will break every yoke. Say, every yoke. Say, every yoke. What is a yoke? A yoke is that thing they put on the neck of the cattle. You see two cattle or camel or whatever. Then they put yoke on them, heavy yoke on their necks, so that they will move together. One will not go to separate direction. Not go. Some of you have been yoked with their family, so that what happens to them will happen to you. What happened to your father should happen. What happened to your mother should happen. Listen, no matter how beautiful you are, look at the situation of your mother today. No matter how handsome and how productive you are becoming, look at the productivity of your father and what your father achieved and tell yourself that I have the ability to become like this, so I will change it. You have the tendency of becoming like that. Whatever you see in your father and your mother, you have it. It's already, it's by blood. The connection is called blood. That's a yoke. Your media team, they are doing well. Clap for them. That's a yoke. So imagine one of them want to be different. You can't go anywhere. Because you have been yoked. When you hear yoke, you thought it's egg yolk. It's not egg yolk. It's adia adia chiro adia bata umami hu. Say the umami bread, say usu bread. Say the papa bread, say usu sana life bread. But I say ambassador. Go to the scripture. Thank you. And that you break every yoke. He said, "This is the fasting I have organized." This is the reason why we have organized the fast. If you don't come, stay in your house. We'll pray with the 10 people. We are not coming to do the 40 days at Odoko. No, we are doing it here. So if you will not come, stay in your house. Go on, my dear. Verse 7. Let's read one go. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? That means that in the season of fasting, you must do good. Say, do good. That's why when Muslims are fasting, they do salaka. They learned it from the Bible. The Bible was there before they came. When you are fasting, God expects you to do good. It's not like when that blind man came to your car, stood by your car, then you intentionally be pressing your phone and say you are reading vault. You are lying. Then your light, he said, when you do this fast, your light will break forth like morning. Your healing, that means you have light. I will explain that later. Healing shall spring forth. That means you'll be healed in any way, physically or spiritually, emotionally, whatever. Even broken hearts can be resolved through fasting. Hey! And your righteousness shall go forth before you. That means that, Charlie, you will be spiritual. All the addiction, the secret evil things you have been doing that you are not proud of, the sins you commit in your corner when nobody is watching, they will all leave you and you will become spiritual. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. That means that the glory of God will be backing you. Wherever you turn, God will be your support. His glory, His power will be your support. May that be your story. I'll come to explain all these things another week. Go on. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer you. May that be your story. Some of you, you've been praying. You say, oh, God is not hearing. That's why we have organized this fast. May God answer you. You shall cry and the Lord will say, here I am. That means I've made myself available. May God make himself available for you. May he not be out of coverage area. May he be in your coverage area. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and the speaking of wickedness. Clap your two hands together. Take back your seat now. I'm preaching to you in 15 minutes. So fasting is a proving tool. It has been tried and tested. It's a proving tool that brings great manifestations of God's supernatural power. I'm telling you. If you really want to see God's supernatural power, subscribe to fasting. If things are not well, you want things to become well, subscribe to fasting. That's why we travel every year. And this year we are traveling. Because if you want to see what your eyes have not seen before, you must do what you have not done before. We are fasting. We are traveling. 40 days, non-stop. 5 examples of people who operated in the supernatural through fasting. 5 examples. Number 1, Moses. Moses was a man who operated in the supernatural. A man who can part open the Red Sea. Unheard of. I said unheard of. By the time Joshua was doing it, Moses has already done it. So he even knew it's possible. But in the days of Moses, no man on the face of the earth has ever attempted parting the sea. Parting even river. Talk less the sea. For people to walk on dry grounds. Because naturally, if you should push water left and right, what you will see is not dry grounds. You will walk in deep mud. Deep. If you don't take care, you will be in it till it covers you. Because the ocean there is deeper. So if God is even separating the water, keke, they would have entered into the deep. But God just did not raise the water to stand like walls. He also lifted the deep to become a plain, a flat surface, and dried the water. He leaked out the water so that they can walk on dry grounds. The number of miracles in that parting of water. And that man is called Moses. How did he experience that supernatural? The secret is that he had a fasting life. Tell the one by you, Moses knew how to fast. The difference between you and Moses is that you don't like fasting. Tell him. You don't want to say. Say, tell him. The difference between you and Moses is that you don't like to fast. Exodus 34, verse 28 to 30. Exodus 34, verse 28. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. What we are doing, Christ, small. We are fasting 40 days. We are not fasting 40 nights. Some of you, the amount of banku you fire when you break, it is enough to keep you to the next day. Ask the one, but are you the one? Some of you, when you break, you first break with dessert. Or how do you call it? Starter. You first order starter. Upon chinkra krabina, meat big gugusude. Say, oh, where do you mean the BMEM coin? Then you now go to the main course. Even the main course, you have part one, part two. Because you kept your breakfast down. Your equipment is still down in your kitchen. Then your kegari in the afternoon too. Your sister's boss has said, munja midye o, munja midye. So they kept your kegari too. So you, your main dish, you know, they are all there. So by the time you are breaking, Ushe TV kakra, no ako di first course. Now they are shaving your first match. Your ball match, you are working for second one. So you, the way you break your fast, it is able to keep you for the next 12 hours. Like the Muslims, midnight, they will wake up at midnight and they will fire the food they will eat. Eh? Where is it? They will hear the show. Mudia, can't cry about sixer. Now we die. Now fast if it's a mean to me. Let's my papa. Fast if it's a mean to me. Let's my papa. Fast if it's a mean to me. It's actually behind the strategic. Amen. But Moses, Bible says that he fasted 40 days and nights. That means no food or water touched his mouth for the next 40 days and nights. Some of you just fast morning to 12. Even that one, you don't want to do it. Some of you get to 2. That one, you don't want to do it. I've not forced you. Do what you can do. Some of you get to 4. You don't want to do it. Some of you 6. Some of you 7. Some of you after church. Some of you are on medication. So you try to do it to at least 12. It's understandable. At least do something. Tell the one by you, do something. And be consistent with what you are doing. It's better you do to 1 o'clock for the next 40 days than today you do to 12. Tomorrow, 11:40. Another day, 9:13. Then another day, 1:05. Then another day, 2:03. That's not how we fast. That's not how we fast. That one, it is according to when you feel the hunger. It's not fasting. It's according to when the equipment seller say, oh, if you're ready, oh, then your kegari is ready. Then, Father, thank you. It's not a fast. Tell somebody, have a specific time. Now you are breaking. Like for example, for me, this season, I'm not fasting to the usual time I break. Because I'm still on medication. So I don't fast to the usual time that I normally fast every year. This year, I break in the afternoon. The reason is because I want to take my medication. I can't take the morning one, but I want to take the afternoon and the evening one. So that I'll be well for all of you. Do you get it? Yes. So, at least, if you must do something, still find a way of fasting. Somebody asked me, that, Pastor, can I do it 2 days? 2 days? Can I do 2 days dry to cover for the 40 days? I said, no. 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 Do what we are all doing. Oh, but so you're in fast, knowing yourself free home because you can imagine the rest of the 38 days, he will miss a lot of things. Amen. Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Let's quickly go on. Elijah was also a man that operated in the supernatural. How many of you know Elijah? My young children, how many of you know Elijah? Elijah operated in the supernatural. How? Do you know the man that called down fire? It has never happened. Until he existed. That never happened. Do you know any man that called down fire before Elijah? Oh. No. No man called down fire. Like a man prayed and said, fire come. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, God fell fire. Not a man. Not Abraham. But a man decides that I am angry with you. So instead of punishing you physically, I will bring fire from heaven. Soldiers went, like the way they've come to arrest Abu Tricker. Soldiers went to carry Elijah because the king wanted to kill Elijah. When they went down there, they said they were 50 and their leader. 50 soldiers and their leader. And they came, like the way National Security can come to your house and say, you are wanted for insulting the president. They went there, they said, Elijah, the king summons you. Come, you are under arrest. You man of God, come here. Then Elijah said, did you say I'm a man of God? Okay, so you know I'm a man of God. Okay, if I am a man of God, I'm using you for a test. If I am a man of God, let fire come down and burn you 50 and your leader. Like joke. The heavens open, fire came, burn all of them to ashes and their leader. That was trial. I'm testing whether I'm a man of God. May you use your enemies for his house. Your amen is not good at all. I said, may you try your power on your enemies. Instead of trying your power on your fellow Christian, rather try your power on the witches in your father's house. Try your power on them. That these 40 days, I want to kill any uncle that knows any issue about my life. I want to finish any auntie or witch or whatever that knows. Try your power on the witches in your house. That's how to use God's power. Not on fellow Christians. Fellow Christians who just offended you small, you are cursing him. And with who didn't have a prayer request? Mommy. I'll feel for before all. True, mudim betum, namin kuomu mao. Namin kumi ame bawa. Amen. That is Elijah, the man that rehearses with his enemies by calling down fire. From today, may you put a check on your enemies. Before you finish these 40 days, anybody who has a warrant for your marriage, has a warrant to destroy your children, have a warrant to take out your womb, have a warrant to make sure you struggle till you die, I summon them before this altar and I break their necks in Jesus' name. Anybody who has a warrant, you know there are people with your photograph, there are people with your names, there are people that they've sent your name to them and I'm working with a certain lady in the office because of her. My boss likes her too much. And you know, she has taken over. I was there before she came. Oh, I'm working with a guy. And they will take you somewhere. Because they see that when you are sick and you are not around, the boss will work with them. So such people who have a warrant for your destruction, I command them to die in your place. Let your amen be a believer's one. 1 Kings 19 verse 8. So he arose, he ate and drank. This is Elijah's secret. And he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. As far as Horeb, the mountain of God. So Elijah ate one food and he stayed for 40 days and nights. Charlie, the people we read about in the Bible, they were not living casually like us. The secret of having supernatural power is in fasting and prayer. Number three, Esther, she broke the conspiracy of Haman and the extermination of the Jews. They wanted to kill the Jews. And she, a woman, not a man, because in those days they don't regard women. It's today that women have gained voice. In those days, a woman cannot even talk in the assembly. You need a man to go and talk for you. So for she, a woman, to save an entire generation, she did it on the knees of prayer and fasting. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. 3 days, night or day. My mates and I will fast also. And so I'll go to them. See, some of you, you like the only side there that said, fast for me. Everybody say, fast for me. Ask somebody, are you at that level? So you will buy Milo, Nido, you will buy Shemima, and digestive biscuits, and then you ask some offer, and then you buy banana, you buy different watermelon, then you package, then you send it to your pastor. They say that, daddy, me pacho, if a way your country, ni mami. With an offering. You know, people want pastors to fast for them. Esther said, fast for me. But Esther did not end there. She said, I and my girls, we are also going to fast. That means, let's join forces together. So, by the time your pastor is fasting for you, you should also be fasting. I mean, I don't tell people I'll fast for you. No. If I tell you I'll pray with you, I will first tell you that you wake up, pray from this time to that time. I will also pray around that time so I connect with you. That's what I do if I want to help someone. But to say that you cannot call that now, shinkron now, meminjai me fine wife now, meminja ona, what say, papa? Sweetie, get up and let them see you. Get up. Sweetie, get up. Dano, let them see you. Aswaivu ona asetwa tenazo. I should leave my fine wife and be doing all night for because you have money. I will not sell my birthright for you like that. She's my birthright. I should sell it for you. Never. So by the time I'm praying, you are also praying. That one I know we have agreement. So I'm sacrificing for you. You too, you are sacrificing. But there are, you know, people who use that strategy are normally, you know, some so-called prophets. So that they'll get your money. So they'll tell them, okay, you say, me and Kasa, may ya country be amau. No. A country be amau. Oh boy. Last week, I warned you people that if a pastor tells you I'm praying with you, ask him whether it's real. Ask him that, daddy, is it real? Or you're afraid. If a pastor tells you that, God be with you, I'll be praying with you. It's a pastoral cliche. I say it's a clean. It's like a can your language, huh? A can software language, huh? Or some will be in your catch though. Mean I may catch now. A can software language, huh? So we'll be praying with you, okay? So you and your wife, yes, God will do it. We'll be praying with you. A can your cast on your camera, not can your home. You're enjoying who qua, not your can. It is how do Shabria command software will be said, or say, I'm praying with you. Stop your neighbors and say, when a real one and I say, Yenchia DNB, bye bye DNB, and a real one, Uber Bombire, and I'm a me, and Nami Huna, Seber Bombire, Nami Mo. Because a lot of them, they don't pray for you, I'm telling you, don't pray for you. For me, if I'll not pray for you, I won't tell you I'm pray for you. I won't tell you, I'll rather give you a fasting to go and do and prayer points. I tell you that Mimi Kobombire, man. But I have a list that I'm praying on. That one, Or if you bring me a prayer request, say, okay, maybe this my sister needs something. This my daughter needs something. Hey, that one is my work. So I'm dealing with it for you. But that kind of thing that everything I'm praying for, then you go and sleep. It's not true. They don't do it. They are human beings. So they have their own life. They have their own issues. On our best and a panel over the whole issue. And to the other boy, we and son our kaibu dear. Now, 1,000 members. That been the Jew also. And in as much as pastors we pray for people, that kind of thing, that over reliance on a pastor is wrong. Tell somebody it's wrong. You must train yourself to know how to pray. And the prayers of your pastor will back. I have a list of people I pray for. I have a list. When you request for prayer, I can add you to it. If I realize that the issue is very, very critical, I add you to it. But aside that, the general prayer I pray for church members, I'll pray. Lord, every member here who needs a child, until God has showed me a vision, or until you have come to me that, oh, maybe pastor, then I promise you that I'll pray for you. Fine. But the truth of the matter is that sometimes we can even forget we told you we'll pray for you. We can forget. Am I lying? We can forget. So don't over-rely on any man of God. Number 3 or 4. Esther chapter 4:16. And then number 4. Nineveh fasting. The nation was delivered from prophesied judgment. Nineveh was delivered through what? Fasting. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? I don't like the secrets I've told you about pastors. It's true. Nineveh also fasted. When they heard the judgment of God, that means that you have done something wrong. Tell somebody, there are times you do something wrong. You are not saying it. Tell him, there are times we do things that are wrong. There are times that you finish something, realize that, no, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have gone there. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. And you know that there is punishment coming. Judgment coming. Fasting is one of the ways we mitigate judgment. We bring intervention of God on judgment. If God is about to judge, it is through fasting and prayer, the new one, that we can pray for mercy. It's not when you are eating and drinking, say, Lord, I'm sorry. If you are truly sorry, you show it by fasting. Jonah chapter 3, all the way from verse 4 to 10. When Jonah went and said, God is about to destroy you people for your sins. Immediately, Bible says, the king declared a fast. Everybody on the land fasted, including animals. Including animals. And the Bible told us in verse 10. Everybody look at verse 10. Then God saw their works. Fasting is works. It's part of works. It's part of works. Works justifies our faith. We believe in God. And that's why we are fasting. That's why we are adding the works. So it is the works we put in. That's why every member of this church, if you are not fasting with us, it means you don't believe in what we are doing. It's spirit. You are not praying with us. You don't come. You don't join. Nothing. It means you are not interested in what we are doing. But God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways. And God changed from the disaster. God relented. He regretted from the disaster that he has said he will bring upon them. And he did not do it. God decided that I will not punish them like I said I will punish them. So there are times that you have done something which is wrong. God really wants to punish you. But when you genuinely go before God in fasting, God will say, I'll spare this, my son. For anybody here who has done something wrong and your life is going through struggle, I pray that through these 40 days, may God intervene for you. Oh, let your amen be a confirming one. May God intervene for you. Some of you made decisions in the past that has delayed you, that has destroyed your life, that has cost your job, cost your marriage, cost you valuable things. And you are praying for mercy. Please add this fasting to it. Otherwise, you delay in life. Add this fasting to it. Because you've lost a God-given opportunity of a job, of marriage, of traveling, or whatever. You have lost it. And now you are going to start another. You are now going to apply. Or you are now going to fight hard to start a new one. Because of maybe a mistake you made. That's where you have to fast and pray for God's mercy. And then number 5. Paul, the apostle. He also suffered a snake bite. But he did not die. He was stoned to death for 24 hours, and yet he resurrected. Paul resurrected. Some of you think that it's only Jesus resurrected. Paul resurrected after some hours when he died. The Bible told us in Acts chapter 28 verse 3, that when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, a snake came out, bit him, and the poison entered into him, and yet he did not die. He shook himself off. In Acts chapter 14 verse 19, the Bible says that he was arrested and stoned. And when they are stoning you, they stone you and check and be sure you are dead. They checked his pulse, blood all over his head, smashed into different angles, and he was bleeding, and they realized that he was dead. They checked his pulse, analyzed him, and certified that this is a dead man for hours, and everybody left. Hours later, the Christians heard that Paul has been murdered in Antioch. So they went to him and gathered around him, and they were checking whether he was dead or not. I believe they might have prayed that, oh God, Paul is the one who has been helping us, blah, blah, blah. As they were praying and talking, he jacked up. He resurrected back to life. Clap your two hands for the Lord. How can such a man be so supernatural, be so powerful, that snake venom could not kill him? Snake venom. Viper could not kill him. He just shook it off. It's on the altar of fasting. Some of you dream, you see snake biting you. You wake up, your leg is swollen. I've had people call me and told me all those kind of things. You wake up and you can see that that leg is paining you. And we have to pray and then cast the venom out. Paul, physically, viper, he still did not feel it. May you be supernatural. But how did Paul become supernatural? Paul became supernatural in 2 Corinthians 11:27. He told us his secret. He said, in fastings, often. That means that he oftenly fasts. People who oftenly fast, demons cannot stop you. Principalities cannot stop you. Sickness cannot stop you. So make sure that you are entering into the supernatural by your fast. Make sure that you are moving away from this natural life where people can take your shirt and they will balay you, like we say it in our terms. They will take your shirt and balay you. People will take your shoe and then they will spray something on you or blow something on you, or people can have access to your picture and then they will use it on you. Get to the level where your life is supernatural. These 40 days, may God make you powerful. I said, may God make you supernatural. May God make you supernatural. So when we are fasting, there are things we are not doing. Fasting does not mean that we are punishing ourselves for God. It doesn't mean that we are just punishing ourselves for God to force God to hear us. That's not fasting. That's not that mental that I'm punishing myself so God will hear me. It's not your punishing of yourself that will make God hear you. Number two, when we are fasting, we are not saying that we are attempting to change God's position. Because some people think that when you are fasting, you are trying to change God's mind about something. It is not an attempt to change God's mind. Even though in Nineveh, God changed his mind, that was not the sole purpose. On any issue, they had regretted what they did. And that's what God saw. So in fasting, we regret what we do. It's not a strategy that, mekako ye miwi a, mesha da ako fasting. That's one. There is no repentance. Tell somebody there is no repentance. Tell somebody it's not a strategy to get God's attention. It's not a strategy. It's aligning with God's position and purpose. When you are fasting, you are aligning with God's position and purpose. Then number three, it is not a religious weapon that we observe seasonally. It's not a religious weapon that we observe seasonally. It's not a religious weapon that we observe. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we are fasting, what are we doing? One, fasting is abstinence from food. When we say we are fasting, it means we are staying away from food, water, or pleasure. Sometimes it includes water, okay? Food or pleasure for a period of time in order to establish God's plan and purpose. When we say we are fasting, we are staying away from food and from pleasure. Immediate partying, chilling. You cannot say you are fasting, you are chilling. You are fasting, you are watching everything on the television. So you are fasting, you are on social media, TikTok, watching every video. It's not a fast. It's not a fast. That's a lot of you claim you are fasting, you don't see anything. When you are fasting, you are denying yourself of food and pleasure for a period of time in order to establish God's plan. So don't just deny yourself of food. Pleasure is part. Tell the one by you, pleasure is part. Pleasure. So don't spend all your time on phone. Spend all your time on behind the television. You are not praying. You are not doing anything. Daniel chapter 10 verse 2. He said, in those days, I, Daniel, I mourned 3 full weeks. He fasted for 3 weeks. I ate no pleasant food, nor meat, nor wine. Came into my mouth. I didn't take any Coca-Cola, any wine, any champagne, nothing. I didn't take any food. That is Daniel. So when you are fasting, you are abstaining from food and pleasure. That is why we can even fast sex. Yes. Number two, Fasting is the amplification of desperation and desire towards God. Amplifying desperation and desire towards God. When you are desperate, you want a change. You can see that you can see that things are not working. You can see that you need a change of story. You can see that you need the help of God. That is where we fast. That is where we fast. When you are desperate. When you are desperate. If you are not desperate, the situation will not change. But when you are desperate, the situation will change. May God help somebody here. Amen. Joel chapter 2 verse 12 says, now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. When you are desperate, you tend to fast. Esther 4:16, when they saw that they were about to die, they became desperate. They started fasting. And they said, go and gather the people and pray and fast for me. I will also fast with my girls. And if I perish, I perish when I go to the king. Then Psalm 63 verse 1 to 3. David says that in a dry and a lonely place, there I seek your face without food. When I'm thirsty, when I'm hungry, without food, without water, there I will fast, there I will test for you so that I will see your power. So that I will see your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. So David fasted to see God's power. These 40 days, you also see God's power. Number 3, fasting expresses human helplessness. It shows that you are helpless. And humility of soul in securing the help of God. It shows that you have humbled yourself to secure God's help. May God help you these 40 days. Tell somebody by you, God will help you these 40 days. You will go back to school these 40 days. Your dream husband will appear these 40 days. You will get that job you have been looking for these 40 days. That money that keeps getting lost, you will start accounting for them these 40 days. These 40 days, God will help you in anything you are losing out of, in the mighty name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, the verse number 3. It says, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek God and proclaimed a fast. Jehoshaphat said, let us fast. Your pastor is saying, let us fast. You don't want to fast. You don't want to come and fast. It's unto you. You are not desperate enough. You don't need the help of God. Joshua said, the 3 nations that have come against us, we didn't do them any wrong. They have attacked us. Look how they've destroyed my mother. They've destroyed my father. They want to destroy me. At my age, nothing is working. I'm struggling. I am looking just like the way they are looking. It looks like things are not happening. It looks like things are... It looks like there's a problem in my office. If God doesn't come through, something is going to happen. They're about to lay me off. I'm about to lose my marriage. I'm about to lose an opportunity to travel. I'm about to lose a business venture. That is where you fast. In verse 11 to 12, he said, here they are rewarding us with evil. Verse 12, he said, oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Lift up your head and look to the roof and say, Lord, my eyes are upon you. Oh, say, Lord, my eyes are upon you. I have crossed half of this year already, Lord. My eyes are upon you. If 2026 will not be the same, Lord, my eyes are upon you. I need your help. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, do it better. Do it better. And then number 4, fasting is humbling your flesh for the dominance of your spirit. You deny your flesh so that your spirit will gain power. So that your spirit will be strong. That's why you can be spiritual and you can stop all forms of evil and bad things. That's why you are able to hear the voice of God, because you silence your flesh. When you fast, your body will be weak, so it can't do those things. Then your spirit will be strengthened to hear from God and to be able to fight the spiritual battles. And your enemies will lose. Galatians 5:15. So note as I close. 1, you don't fast to impress man or God. Tell the one by you, you are not fasting to impress any human being. I'm preaching with you. Tell him, you are not fasting to impress any human being. Matthew 6:16. If you fast like the hypocrite, the Pharisees, you will get nothing. You will get your reward here. Wow. Guy, you do to me fasting for. If I want to impress you, I will not tell you that this year I'm not fasting to the night. I will not tell you. I don't need to impress you. I don't need to impress you. I'm telling you, this year I'm not fasting to evening, tonight. I'm fasting to afternoon. The reason is because I'm on a treatment before I entered into the fasting. So I want to finish it. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So you are not impressing anybody. 5 now bet me aya. Yeah. 4 now bet me aya. Yeah. Meva hun tutu obi hun. Yenia. Wa unim so ni nyame aye den akwapam. Nya woni nyame ahyehye. Nya woni nyame akọ ho apam. Enye obi na wo ya ma no. Eno so nkyere se Shedaka se wo ye 6 to 9. Because of say me nya nyame betimi. Me ye 6 to 8. 2 hours fasting. Eduani de si jaso na wo twen. Eduani de si jaso. E na wo twen. So at least 12, 1, 2, 3. Because it is 40 days. It's a long period. You are working. So if you say you are doing something that you'll be weak, you can't work in your office, your boss too will be angry. It's a sacrifice. Fasting is a sacrifice. So you can also go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. According to how desperate and how strong you are. But don't try to impress anybody. Jesus says you will not get any reward from God. 2, you don't fast only to eagerly wait for when to break. Don't be fasting and every 5 minutes you are checking your time. Every 10 minutes you are checking your time. Wonder one by you, this 40 days, don't be checking your time. Hello? I said, warn someone, don't be checking your time. Every 1 hour you go and check. Hey, and then they are checking. As I said, the time name kokra enko. Enko. You are teenage now. Enko. When you are fasting, don't just be waiting for the time to break. Be praying. As you are serving your customers, you are praying in your head. As you are behind the computer and you are working, you are praying. As you are doing the calculations, you are praying. As you are working, as you are fetching, you are praying. Whatever you do, you are praying. As you are driving, you are praying. You get small time. You excuse yourself behind your table. Barakata. You are praying. You don't disturb anybody in the office, so they don't sack you. But you are praying. It's not like you are just waiting for the time. About saying about 12. Okay. And Fejane na midisi itiho nebra. You are just waiting to eat. Ecclesiastes 9:10. When you fast like that, you don't get any reward. It's just hunger strike that you are going. Whatever your hands finds doing, do it well. So do the fasting well. You don't fast and break carelessly and voluminously. When you are fasting, don't break carelessly. Don't break voluminously. Tell the one by you, don't break your fast eating plenty. Don't break your fast carelessly. Don't break your fast with orange, with acidic foods. Even banana is proven to have a level of acid. It's not good. Break your fast with watermelon. Break with soup. Break with things that are light. Don't break your fast with kenke, with fufu, with banku. Unless over the years you have done it, so your system is kanko like mine. That one, when you break with fufu, not too happy to. But even that one, there are levels of fast. You can't try that. If you do 3 days dry and you try that, your kidney, your system will break down. Yeah. So don't try it. Tell somebody, don't try that. Start with water. Drink water for some time. Bear 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Not MBU system anymore. Okay? Then look for liquids. And be taking liquids small. Bear 1 hour be. And sana, say, ube bie emuni mua. Large. Say large. But be careful. The way you said the large, I'm even scared. Say, ikofwe mini. So don't break in that way, voluminously. Use wisdom. And then lastly, don't fast without active spiritual engagement. Don't fast without praying and study of the word. If you know you not pray and you not study the word of God, you not read the word, you not read the Bible, don't fast. You are wasting your time. If you know that you are fasting, you not pray, don't fast. It's hunger strike, always no time. If you know you are not going to pray, you are not going to be, you are at work, you will not try to pray small in your head. You will not try to pray at home before. That's why we make you pray in the morning. 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Go to the church page and join the link and pray. We are helping you. Because when you go to work, some of you, you don't even make the time to try to pray as you are serving your customers in your, you don't even have that skill. So we are helping you. At night also pray. If you are on night shift, pray with us on the phone. Live, Facebook live. But make sure you are here physically if you are not on night shift. All the other excuses are not holding water. And then, Acts 6 verse 4. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and the word of the Lord. Acts 13 verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, then the Holy Spirit spoke to them. Separate to me, Paul and Barnabas. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands and celebrate. Have you learned something? Are you going to fast and pray? I'll continue deeper from next week. I'll be doing some powerful things about fasting. But I've exposed you to it. And I'll be teaching you why you should fast. Don't miss this week. God is going to use myself, use other pastors to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Rise up to your feet and clap your two hands. There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.